Hello, I'm Emmett Minnick. I'm a second-year graduate student at Texas Tech, working towards my master's degree in crop science under Dr. Craig Bednarz. The past 2 years I've been there, I've been working with PGRs and cotton. We're looking at stance and comparing it to Mepiquat chloride. In my presentation, I'd like to give you a little background information on PGRs, the work we've been doing, and the results that we found. The objective of my study is to document the differences, if any, of using stance compared to Mepiquat chloride among different cotton varieties and seed rates. And also kind of a secondary objective is to determine how each variety performed under these different variables. Plant growth regulators have been around for a while, PIX being kind of the first one, and PIX is a Mepiquat-based PGR. Mepiquat chloride works to slow the vegetative cotton growth by inhibiting the synthesis of gibberellic acid, which is a growth hormone that controls cell elongation. Stance is a relatively new PGR, and it's one of a kind on the PGR market because it implements two modes of action. It uses Mepiquat chloride along with cyclanilide. Cyclanilide inhibits the transport of auxin, which is a growth hormone that also controls cell elongation. The benefit of having the two modes of action is that it is applied at much lower rates than is the one mode of action alone. The benefits of using PGRs is that they reduce the plant height, they reduce the leaf area index, reduce vegetative growth, and promote uniform maturity. This is a side-by-side comparison of stance and Mepiquat chloride. Like I was saying, the stance has two modes of action, to Mepiquat chloride only has one. With that, there's the low application rates compared to Mepiquat's varying application rates. Stance is labeled, the highest it's labeled for is 4 ounces per acre, whereas Mepiquat chloride is labeled all the way up to 24 ounces per acre. There's also a bigger price tag on stance. It's about three times the cost as Mepiquat chloride. And that's due to the fact that stance is only made by Bayer Crop Science, while Mepiquat is made by almost everyone. There's a seed rate factor in this study. We have two population densities, one at 3 seeds per foot and one at 5 seeds per foot. There's been a lot of work done with seeding rate, and it's known that increasing the seeding rate will increase the yield. However, there will be a drop-off in fiber quality, where on the other hand, lower seed rate will have lower yield but better fiber quality properties. These are the five varieties that we're using in the study. The three FiberMax varieties are very common up in the Lubbock area, and the Stoneville varieties are two picker varieties, and we're starting to see more picker type cotton grown in the West Texas area. But these varieties give us a good range of maturity and growth habits, and also a good sample of the type of cotton that's being grown in the Lubbock area. My experimental design is a randomized block design. We have two locations. One location at the Quaker Farm on the Texas Tech campus, and the other one is in the town of La Mesa, which is about an hour south of Lubbock. These two locations give us a good variety of growing conditions. Quaker has drip tape under every row, where La Mesa is a center pivot. Also, La Mesa is a very sandy soil, and the Quaker Farm is not. There's four replications in the trial. There's the two seed rates at 5 and 3 seeds per foot, the five varieties, and then the three PGR treatments. We're using stance at a 2-2-2 program. It is treated three times at 2 ounces each time. We're also using a 3-3-3 program. And the Mepiquat chloride was applied at 4, 8, and 12. We started our PGR treatments at Matchhead Square, which is a pretty common practice for using PGRs. Like I was saying, there's the 2-2-2 and 3-3-3, and then the 4, 8, and 12 is a common program when using Mepiquat chloride. 1 week after the applications were made, went in the field to take some growing season data, which consisted of the height, the total nodes, and nodes above white flower, was collected from five plants out of the plot. We used a cotton stripper to determine the yield, and quality data was collected from a sample, sent it to the FBRI in Lubbock, and they ran the APHIS and the HVI to get fiber quality properties. Here's some of the yield data. This is the yield versus the cultivar. You can see the major difference between La Mesa and the Quaker locations regarding the yield. La Mesa in 2008 had encountered some hail in the early part of the season that knocked us back. And again, like I was saying with the irrigation methods, Quaker was able to yield more in 2008. Of the Fibermax varieties, 1740 was the highest yielding. However, the Stoneville 5458 was the highest yielding of all of our cultivars used. Showing the seed rate, as you can see with La Mesa data, there was no difference at all between the yield when looking at the seed rate. And the yield at Quaker, there was a significant difference. However, it's really not that great when you consider that 3 seeds per foot is 40% less seeds out there compared to the 5 seeds per foot. So this would be a very great way for a grower to reduce their inputs, or at least their seed cost, by 40% if this trend could be shown to continue on a larger scale. And here's the lint yield compared to the PGR. In La Mesa, there was no differences of the PGRs in regards to yield. However, at Quaker, mepiquat chloride was shown to have a slightly higher yield than did the stance treatments. This is a busy slide. I want to point out a few things. The bottom table is the La Mesa, some quality parameters from La Mesa, and the top table is the same parameters from Quaker. As you can see on the gin percentage at Quaker, both of the stance had lower gin percentage compared to the mepiquat chloride. And what I think is happening here is that when you're applying the PGRs, you're indirectly affecting the seed size by the bowl distribution on the plant. And so the bowls that you're harvesting are more mature, and thus the seeds are going to be larger inside those bowls. Moving on to the length, stance has been shown in other studies to follow the same trend of having a slightly longer lengths. This is the upper quartile lengths. And as you can see, they're slightly longer than the mepiquat treated plots. Seed coat nep size. Seed coat nep is basically a seed fragment that makes a knot in the fiber, which can cause problems down the road when making the yarn and dyeing. The mepiquat chloride did have slightly larger seed coat neps. Fineness was also affected by the PGRs. Mepiquat chloride showing a slightly lower fineness rating. And then again with the length, the last two parameters on here are collected from the HVI. The length from the HVI was shown that stance is a little bit longer again, and also the stance treated plots were more mature. I just want to break this down. While these links are slightly longer on the stance, if you look at these charts down here, I borrowed these from Cotton Incorporated's website. They are longer, but they're going to be graded the same whenever this cotton bale is given a grade. So really for the grower, they're not going to receive a premium or a discount based on the different links compared by these two products. And also it's the same with the uniformity. They're going to be graded the same, and there's going to be no difference in the price of that cotton. Now, I've been showing a lot of my main effects. I did have one interaction that was repeated over the between the two locations in 2008. As you can see, mepiquat chloride had longer lengths at 5 seeds per foot than it did at 3 seeds per foot. But stance had longer lengths at 3 seeds per foot compared to the 5 seeds per foot. And this was at both Quaker and La Mesa 2008. Not really sure what is going on with this interaction to make this happen, but it is, you know, it has to be combined with these two factors. So I'm looking forward to seeing my 2009 data, which is pending analysis, and seeing if this interaction can be shown in that data as well. In conclusion, the lint yield was higher using Mepiquot chloride at Quaker in 2008. Mepiquot chloride at Quaker also had a higher gem percentage and larger seed coat NEPs. The stance treatments had longer upper quartile lengths and better uniformity. The differences in the HBI properties were not large enough to constitute a discount. Also, the main effects affected the yield. However, and there were no interactions that impacted the yield. And the data for the 2009 growing season is pending statistical analysis. I'd like to make a few acknowledgments. I'd like to thank Bayer Crop Science for funding this research. Dr. Bednarz, my major professor, Ben Molinix for the statistical analysis, and my fellow graduate students and student workers that helped me collect the data. And I'll take any questions. Thank you.
Any questions for Emmett? Emmett, I've got one real quick. You planted 3 seeds and 5 seeds per foot.
Yes, sir.
That was at planting. Did you go back during the season or after emergence and do your...
Yes, we did take stand counts.
Information. Okay.
You just, yes, sir.
Did not show it.
Okay. No, sir.
Okay. Thanks. Any other questions?
Yes, sir.
Did the treatments have any effect on the plant height or any other plant factors besides yield?
Yes, we did. There was some differences in the plant height, and it was for time reasons, I didn't feel it was very important to show that. It was more looking towards the yield and the quality.
Any other questions? Okay. Thank you, Emmett.
Thank you.